This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
And good evening to you for Wednesday, October 9th, 2013. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Doug. Glad to be here.
Yes, tonight we are going to do our monthly psychic development and readings program. So we've already got a couple of calls on the line here, it looks like, that we'll get to in just a moment. Metaphysical Universe is a weekly service and educational program of the Metaphysical Church of Humanistic Science. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. And in addition to this weekly radio program, we also operate the Institute of Metaphysical Humanistic Science, a premier metaphysical university offering bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysics with a number of specializations available, such as spiritual counseling, life coaching, holistic healing, Reiki, paranormal, ufology, cryptozoology, and a bunch of other ologies. So if you would like more information, we'd love to have you. Visit us at metaphysicsinstitute.org. And if you're just interested in a standalone course, you can take those at our sister site. That is newageclass.com. Now, we normally read our profession of beliefs, but doing something a little bit different, I'm taking one at a time, and we're on number three this week. And number three is we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems, and believe the roots of those solutions lie in exploring, understanding, and empowering the human condition. That's principle of belief number three, and if you'd like to read all of them, you can do that at mchschurch.org. But just a comment or two here on this principle number three is that, you know, we're here on this planet. We're a human race. We're not a bunch of different races. We're one race. And we need to accept responsibility for the problems that we're faced with, rather than pass them off as somebody else's problem or somebody else's responsibility. And the best way to solve those problems is to explore, understand, and empower the human condition. Everything we do at MCHS Church and at IMHS, our school, is to raise awareness. That's what we do. We raise awareness. And when we raise awareness, we raise the vibrational rate or frequency of humanity. And so we need to become more aware. If you think about it, anytime we learn something, we raise our awareness. We become a different person, in essence. We know more now. We have more skills and so forth. And so in order to solve human social problems and other problems that we have, it's a matter of understanding who we are. We're all people, and we're all trying to do the best that we can with the knowledge, the experience, and the resources that we have at the moment. But we can always up that. We can always improve who we are. And that's the part about understanding and empowering the human condition, the human spirit. So how can we use this in a practical way? Well, the best way is to continue to educate ourselves, learn life skills, learn new things. You know, spend 15 minutes each day learning something new. That raises your vibrational level. That raises your awareness. And look at, you know, when you look at other people, look at them as if you were looking at you. We all make mistakes. We all blow it now and then. And sometimes we do some, you know, we make some big mistakes. We don't mean to, but that's what happens. So show that tolerance, that compassion, that understanding for other people as well.
I say we always have a tendency to zig when we should have zagged.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's like, no, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, sometimes we were talking about the show before the show, but sometimes we've had this discussion before, is saying, you know, maybe I picked the wrong planet.
Yeah, so next time pick a different one.
Yeah.
You know, here we are on this planet, so let's make it a better one. Let's show tolerance and understanding. And, you know, and at the same time, I mean, we're not talking out of both sides of our mouth. We believe in do no harm and do right. But we also, at times, will bring, raise awareness about those who are not doing right, those who are doing harm with their beliefs or policies or whatever. So anyway, that's that. So again, if you'd like more information on the principles of belief, visit mchschurch.org. Tonight we're doing our psychic development program, and we're going to do readings. And normally we do a 30-minute program. If we have enough readings to do, then we'll probably extend that a little bit, but we'll try to keep those brief. We have a couple of callers online, and we have a lot of folks here in the chat room. We appreciate your time tuning in live, as well as those listening to the archive.
You know, I want to say that the reason I agreed to demonstrate readings online for this show is to share with people that it's possible to do, for one thing, but also to it's a demonstration that we all have an intuition. Some is just a little more than others, and different ways of plugging in. You know, everyone has an intuition. We are an evolving species, and we have this extraordinary gift that, you know, very often we're not using, I think. And here's the key. If we're the least bit emotional, the least bit attached to the outcome, geez, Doug, I got ads playing here that I can't quit. If we're attached to the outcome, yeah, then we're not going to be able to see clearly. We're not going to be able to,
Pressure page.
I'm trying. I've done it twice, and it's just crazy. This is a blog talk thing, anyway.
And if anybody, and just, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but if anybody out there is listening to the program and you have ads that start playing on your page, will you shoot us an email at admin@mchschurch.org? Those ads are not supposed to be playing while our show is playing. So now go ahead, Nikki. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was twice. And so I think we're going to file a complaint. Hey, Doug?
Yeah, that's right. We'll send
him
a visit.
Anyway, my point is everybody has intuition. Everybody has a sensory perception, and there's two kinds, in my view. First of all, like our five senses, we also have an auto-sensory perception, each of which gauges energy around us. So that's within our space. Psychic energy, or that other ESP intuition, is when there's no logical explanation for it. So it's kind of like getting a birthday. When I demonstrate this online here on the show, getting a birthday, it's a plug-in for me. It's like an electrical current through the cosmos, if you will. And I just start to get impressions by that. I'm tuning into the individual. I'm tuning into, you know, something in their life. And I'm a bit of a pattern freak, so I like numbers for patterning. Numbers help me to pattern, even though I'm lousy in math. So there we go.
All right.
So we have Anna on the line, I understand.
Yep, I'm bringing her on now. Anna, welcome to the program.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. My question is...
No, don't ask. Don't ask. Here's the deal, guys. First of all, I don't like to be prejudiced when I first enter a reading. And here's a really good point. If you go to a psychic and you present all this information, that's not being psychic anymore. That's usually getting other kinds of, like, energy signatures and readings, and it's not a true psychic reading. That's my view of it. The less information I have about you, the better, because then I'm not biased. I'm not prejudiced looking for an answer. The second thing is credibility. We don't know each other, you know, and you're trusting me, and that's a big responsibility, and I take that very seriously. So I don't want to know about you unless once I'm finished getting my first impressions and then you have a question because I haven't nailed it, that's fair enough, and then I'll do my best. But give me an opportunity to tune into you and give you an unbiased, non-prejudiced kind of, you know, what's at the top of the spiritual list, so to speak. Is that fair?
No.
Okay, Anna. All right,
okay.
What's your birthday?
September 9th,
1975.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Wow, you got that really fast, Doug.
Sometimes I do that. I amaze even myself.
That's a good one. You are a birth path of four, I know that doesn't mean anything to you. When I add up all the numbers and reduce it to a single digit, it comes out to a 4. And you've been in a 6 year. Now, that's actually in your cycles. This is actually not a bad cycle at all. It's a pretty good cycle. You are learning, though, about socializing. You're learning about relationships. You're learning about how to be yourself while you're engaging with other people. And that's kind of been a real big trip that I'm getting, Anna. That's been a big trip for you this year. As you enter into 2014, you're going into a 7 year. I like 7 years, but they're very demanding in that if there's anything that you've been overlooking, things that you don't want to see, things you don't want to be honest about, a 7 will bite you. A 7 says you're not going any further until you get the basic information. So 7 likes to teach us life at many different levels, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, even physically for that matter. 7 likes us to walk forward in one whole unit, not in the parts. So 6 has this interesting part to it that, and for you that I'm tuning in here, that you've been finding yourself kind of your confidence, your certainty, and you may have come off of a time of having lost yourself a little bit in relationships, and now you're gathering that force back. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So is your question about relationships by chance?
Well, it's been a theme in the last year of my life, but that and career. I was going to ask about career because relationship, I figured, is pretty much up to me at this point.
Well, it's all up to you at this point. The career is, again, how you relate with others, how you fit with others. You know, it's like how you can present yourself, your confidence to get what you want. There's no question in my mind that, you know, when I look at your age and I see that cycle, this is getting honest about what you really want to do and having the confidence to do it. So here's my psychic impression here. December is a very big month for you, and then mm-hmm. you're going to really start turning a page by January, February, and March. Mm-hmm. You can get this emotion now. Here's the deal. This is your birthday. In cycles, the first 52 days after the birthday is the best time for PR. Anytime you want to get out there and sell yourself, now's the time because you can really kick some butt right now, Anna. So any kinds of, you know, insecurities and, you know, and self-doubt that you've had, just do your best to put them aside. You know, get up one morning, get all cleaned up, get dressed, say, I'm going for it, and don't hesitate. Go forward because this is a good time for you, actually. It's just don't overlook details. So if there's a career change that you want to make, then throughout the winter months is when it's very likely, and that's what I'll put my hat on, that is that in these next few months that's going to happen for you.
Okay. Yeah, okay. That was my question. I was looking at other jobs and, like you said, more career change. Feel very dead-ended where I am now. So, but
well,
I've been putting resumes out, but it's been quiet.
Yeah, well, now's the time. You see, that cycle before the birthday, it's not necessarily going to work for you, but now it will. So you could probably send resumes to those very same companies and this time get a response. So I wish you all the best.
All right, thanks, Anna. I'm going to put you back on hold. Listen to the program if you'd like. Let's take our next call. I'll take these as they come in. We've got somebody at area code 505. What's your first name?
Hi, my name's Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. Welcome to the program.
When's your birthday, Patricia?
It's
1/24/63. We can't forget the 19 part. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, birth path of 8. Ooh, gee, have you been dealing with some health things recently, Patricia? Like your nervous system, stress level, digestion, that sort of thing?
Yeah, a little bit. I try to keep everything intact there.
Okay, so this is something that you naturally have to work on?
Yeah, my digestion, yeah, definitely. I do take the necessary nutrients that I need for that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because this year would have been a restorative kind of year, and you're almost there. There's some additional, like you're advancing in some healing for yourself into 2014, but I want to just put a little caution sign about don't overdo it. Remember that for every great high, there's an equal great low. So this is, I like the cycle that you're in right now because you want to bust out. You want to make some extra changes, and I think that that's going to happen. But my first impression is that physically you have to make sure that you have, you have to be consistent in your energy output. So don't overexert, don't overdo it, because you're on a really good upswing for healing and getting stronger. So this is really good news for you. I would say it's going to take about another 4 years to reach a new place that you want to be. And you've already initiated that. So that's going to continue to move forward for you. But things take time. I can see you also adding to an educational base for yourself. I don't mean necessarily conventional school. It could be weekend seminars, you know, weekly thing, but it's adding to an educational base. So you're continuing to grow. So I really like that five energy that you're coming into in 2014 for you. It's just, again, that you have to monitor your energy output. Does that make sense?
Yes, I do, actually.
Go ahead.
There has been a lot of changes. I live on a property, and I'm teeter-tottering of whether to keep it or not. I have neighbors that are very destructive, and I was listening to your program, how we're all responsible for what we do in our environment, but I've done a lot of healing on my property. And the people around me just let everything go, and a lot of the weeds come in, and I'm just having to do extra work.
Well,
I don't know if I'm going to stay here or move on.
That's an individual choice. Watch your energy output. I think what you want to do, I'm going to go back to what I said, what you want to do in making some other changes will happen over the course of the next 4 years. I don't see you making that kind of decision today, but I can see you making that kind of decision over the next in the next 3 to 4 years. So that's the best I can do for you. Call your local county or your municipality or your city, and I don't know what there is to do. We want to be peaceful with our neighbors, but hey, I can't help you with that one. Would you move? That's your individual choice, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, Patricia.
So much. I appreciate it.
I'll put you back on hold if you want to listen to the rest of the program. All right. So we have Zach in the chat room, January
16th, 1987. Okay. Well, Zach, geez, didn't we read for Zach not too long ago?
I think so. I'm going to send Knuckles to visit him.
Yeah, no kidding. 2, 3, 4, 5. Good year next year for you, Zach. It's something that you want to get, and I'm not talking about studying and a degree and stuff. There's something else that you want to acquire, something else that you want to perhaps buy for yourself, something else that you think that would be an asset to you in the future. And I agree, actually. I think that this, I'm feeling good with dollar signs. If there's something that you wanted to, just some a larger purchase that, maybe that's a vehicle, you know, maybe it's something simple like that. But it's something else that you want to invest in that's going to take you, position you better into 2014. So I would say a yes in answer to the question in that regard. I think that 2014 does involve, you're planning a big trip, and I'm not talking about for graduation in May. I'm seeing something perhaps in a year. So there'll be the planning of a big trip somewhere down there. So you've, even in the month that, you know, we've connected with you, there's been some changes in your life, and I'm really glad to see that because it feels more active, it feels forward, and like things are moving along. So good for you, and I hope that answers your question, or, you know, just kind of gets things going for you. Okay,
all right,
who else
so
do we have?
So let's go back to the phone lines. Area code 709, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Hello. What's your first name and
Hello?
Your birth date? We got you. You got
January
us?
January 23rd, 1965.
And what's your name?
Elizabeth.
So we have Elizabeth, January 23rd, 1965.
Yes.
Hang on one sec. Hmm. It, you know, Elizabeth, this is actually a good year for you to tie up loose ends, pull things together, clean up. Any old documents or paperwork or legal matters or contracts and any of, you know, these kinds of things to pull it together, because you're getting ready for some really big changes in your life next year. So that would be important. Isn't it kind of like maybe it's clean out your closets, you know, get things in order. I do in my head see some things in boxes. But I'm not necessarily seeing moving, but maybe it is that you're cleaning out, getting rid of things, or someone is moving out, perhaps. But there's a, I just feel like this really big surge of reorganizing in your life, and that's going to be really good for you. Another, I know this is going to sound kind of bonkers, but my left arm hurts. Can you relate to that for a minute?
yes, I can, yeah. It's my shoulder, actually.
Okay, so you get the sharp pain down your arm? Does it bother your hand also?
No, I'm not feeling it bothering my hand. Not yet at the moment, but that could be something to calm. I hope not.
Okay, so maybe then this is just an indication of get this taken care of. You know that there's a wonderful little pressure point at the base of the neck where all the nerves connect in acupressure.
Okay.
So, you know, you can maybe massage that a bit, but, you know, if you can see a physiotherapist or a naturopath, you know, acupressurist, massage therapist, you know, neurolinguistic specialist, anyone like that who can help you release some of that tension, because that's part of the responsibility for your headache and that left ear. So, you know, that's just how that all connects. So does that help you? Did you have a particular question?
No, I think that you helped me. In general, you helped me, certainly. Thank you.
Well, get ready, because you got a power year coming up for changes, Elizabeth. Good for you.
Well, that's
thanks,
really
Elizabeth.
Good, because I'm hoping for a career change.
Good for you. It'll come.
All
thank
right. We'll put you back
you.
On hold. Thanks for calling in. All right. So I don't know how you do that. How do you do that? All right.
I don't either.
We're going to go back to the phone lines. We've got David, area code 323. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
When's your birthday, David?
August 2nd, 1963.
Oh, 8-02, 1963. All right, let me just... has this year been an uphill battle for you, David?
you know? You could say that, yes.
You feel like you're swimming upstream a little bit against the
well,
current?
I would use the word against the stream, yes.
Yeah, okay. Listen, good news. There's really good news here. There's going to be a real big shift of energy. Actually, I would even say this month and into November. And right away, off the top of my head, November 2nd, November 7th, November 9th, like all in that week, pay attention, you know, and don't be negative. And I'm not saying you are, but it's easy to get down and not see a good thing when it's coming. So it's not, you know, a lot of people have this thing, well, maybe it's too good to be true, and I don't necessarily believe that. I think that you have to see the positive in this, and there's going to be a turn of events. I really like 2014 for you. It's smoother, more consistent. It's you're on a really good learning curve. You know, David, I want to say you're a natural-born teacher. You're very good at sharing what you know. You're good with people. And it may be time, if I can say this to you, time to step up your game. So, because it gives you a sense of purpose, and that fulfills your life. So if you're thinking of a career change, you know, that I would take it in that direction if you can, you know, or if you have a skill or something else where you can also teach in addition to that, that would be beneficial. Does that answer your question, David?
Yeah, thank you. I'm feeling very kind of disconnected from the world around me. And, you know, it's interesting because I think I do have teaching skills, but I'm going through a phase where nobody will listen to me. It's almost like one of those scenes in a movie where the crazy person is talking and everyone's just saying, oh, they're crazy. And that's what I feel like.
Yeah, well, first of all, you're talking to the wrong people.
Yeah,
that's
we're
all
crazy
I'm going to say. And it's...
Well, she's crazy. I'm not crazy.
That's
okay,
right.
Well,
you know... don't give up, David. It's just one of those years where you're really having to reconfigure your thinking and your presentation and your just life in general. You're also at that age. I mean, you've just finished, you know, seven-year cycles. That's 49. And then, boy, you start into that one cycle, that 49 to 56 is a huge, big shift. And so you're really reevaluating. And it's... instead of worrying about people listening to you, just go do stuff and make them watch you and make them be in awe of you. You know, don't bother with the conversations anymore. Just get active and get doing it because you're really born to do some pretty cool things. And you know, I'm going to step out on a limb here and say, I think your life's just begun, to be honest. So
yeah.
I hope that helps.
All right.
Thank you,
David.
It does. Very much.
And thanks, and David, hold on. I'm going to put you back on hold, but hold on. I mean, keep listening for a minute because I have something I want to share with everybody. You know, so far most of the readings you've done tonight, everybody's got a birth date that's in, you know, 1963, 1964, 1965, you know, late 40s. And the conversation with David just really brought this to mind, that those – of you who are in that age range and older, again, your life is just beginning. A lot of people think we're old. You know, I'm 54. They think we're old. But, I mean, I didn't even start MCHS Church until I was 50. I was 51. And that's the time that everything came together for me. I had completed all the training and experience that I needed to do this. And that's when it happened. And it's going well, and it will continue. Hopefully it will outlive me for a long, long time. And so if you're in that age range and you're thinking about a different career, starting something, that's great, because now perhaps you're ready. And at the risk of sounding like I'm taking a shot here, go to metaphysicsinstitute.org and look at what we have to offer, because we have so many students in that age range because they want to do something different. They've got the experience, and now they want to channel it in a different direction, and that's a good thing. So,
well, and for David, I want to say, David, I'm not saying it because I want you to like me. I mean, there's something really special coming for you. So just, you know, shift your psyche over just a little bit, and because 2014 is a way better ride, way better ride for you. So
All right, so the next one that we want to do is from the chat room, Vicky with an IE, November 26, 1964.
Another one. Okay, 1964. Well, first of all, Vicky, I'm going to tell you that you're in what we call the de-evolving cycle, the devolution cycle. It's 52 days prior to the birthday. It's a time to lay low. So chill out. You know, don't get excited. It's like watch your energy output. You know, it's the de-evolving. It's like you're resting after a full year and getting ready for that full moon of your life, which is that birthday. So I always say that that's just natural cycles. That's not being psychic. That's just me studying cycles and rhythms and patterns and, you know, these wonderful things in life that if we could just ride it and go with the flow, it's way better. And so then after your birthday, of course, that 52-day period after is just awesome for, you know, better relations and energy, up, you know, getting on the upswing. Now, you have a birth path of 3. And you are, hang on here, you've been in a 7-year. You know, it's interesting because David, who just called a moment ago, he's been in a 7-year. Somebody else, you know, we talked about the 7-year earlier. Here's the deal about 7. People think it's that really wonderful, lucky, mysterious, you know, oh, awesome number. You know, 7's very demanding. It's one of the most fundamental numbers that we live. 7 days in a week, 7 52-day cycles in a year. We live 7. 7 asks of us to look at what we are already living. So if we try to get too far ahead of ourselves, that 7 energy says, whoa, back up, you forgot something. It's like, you know, actually going to start your car and you left your keys in the house. You know, it's like check out everything. Make sure that you're going as one whole unit. You know, always stay present and conscious because that's what 7 wants you to do. So now for you, going into the 8-year, Vicky, is a learning curve. I like it for you, but Doug, my blog talk again. That's 5 times I've had to refresh tonight. The 2015 for you, Vicky, is a real wonderful time. It's magical. You need this next year to continue to educate yourself, to learn about life, where you've been, reassess. If there's any old stuff, you know, like stuff in the emotional closet that's been eating at you, well, that's got to come out, and it's like some healing where you can gather all your forces, you know, and line yourself up. Because when I look at 2015 for you, I get very excited. That 9 vibration, full of epiphanies and realizations and lots of really good physical energy, too. So if there's some physical work that you've been, you know, on making efforts on to reestablish your body or, you know, exercise or, you know, get circulation going, I really feel like you're reaching that pinnacle to get going in 2015. So I hope that answers. I hope that answers your question there. We got anybody else, Doug?
Yes, we do. It's probably a Skype call. Area code's 111. If you're on hold and you're not David, would you say hi?
Hi, how are you?
You're the one. What's your first name?
Hi, my name's Trish.
Trish.
What's your birthday, Trish?
9/18/60.
There you go.
1960. All right.
You had a recent birthday, too.
I did.
Yeah. Wow. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I'm going to tell you that you're... These next 2 years are really important for you. And I want to say to you, Trish, finding your place in the world. It's like reestablishing a place in the world. You might find that, you could be cleaning house of friends. you know, everybody, not everybody, but a few kind of going their own way, or it's not working for you. You may be outgrowing some people, you know, so it's taking inventory in that way. I get very excited for you work-wise for promotion, like stepping up your game to go up higher, more greater, a little more money coming your way. I would say to you, you do tend to set your sights really high. Like you're a bit of a perfectionist, right? So that serves you really well in some ways, and in other ways you analyze too much, you know. And sometimes you can miss the boat when you think about it too much. So you're going to find that balance that's coming up in this next year. Basically, I want to say to you, when that birth path and the cycle line up together, that's, you know, your relationship with the outside world is beginning to change. So I want to say, though, that this is more about you on a personal level and what you want and what you don't want, taking inventory and cleaning it out and making some really big decisions that take you up the game. So does that make sense to you?
It does, and I actually just received a promotion.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah.
So I think that you're going to keep going up, and even next year and the year after, I'm going to say consecutively, one a year minimum. So you're being recognized. And again, you know, you've got it all in order, but you are also cleaning house of people. So surround yourself with really good energy, supportive energy, and you're going to just keep doing really well.
Well, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Okay.
All right.
Hey.
Thanks. All right. So,
you know, I just want to say, Doug, if I could say this, Vicky in the chat, we talked about, it's saying in the chat, when I read for her earlier, I said about the next 2 years I get excited. She says she's been resting for 6 months and she's laid off and looking for work. And, you know, that's going to improve. So I hope that I have reassured her enough that that will improve over the next, you know, especially this next year or so. So it's an escalator ride up. She'll be doing good.
Okay. So I have, for those of you who have the ads playing on your show page, I am chatting with live help, and I will continue that after our show is concludes. But we have no more calls at this point, and we're getting close to out of time anyway. So anyway,
that's good. You know, I hope that people, you know, I really do hope that people realize that this is to demonstrate, not just to help people, I'm happy to do that, but it demonstrates that this can be done, and done in a good way, a sensible way. I don't think what I do is any great magic, to be honest, but for the grace of age, I continue to evolve my own abilities. The less attached I am to outcomes, the less emotional I am, the more grounded, the more sensible, the more my so-called psychic abilities, you know, open up into areas that I say, wow, you know, I'm amazed. But I really do believe that has everything to do with letting go of wanting control. If you don't need control, you don't want control, then you can see clearer. And intuition is to help guide us through our lives, to help give us little clues. You know, we have all the answers inside of us, and that's what that means. But we all need a little help from time to time, even moi. So
even
I hope
you
it helps.
Say it ain't so.
Yeah, it is. It
all
is.
Right.
It is.
Well, tonight we've talked about a number of things, and there's always nuggets in these shows. You know, as they say, when the student's ready, the teacher appears. So, you know, keep listening to the shows. You never know when something just might make a whole lot of sense and just put a whole different light on things. So,
you know, can I inject, Ken?
Please.
Zach, we're going to hand slap you. Zach is asking in the chat, what about my own psychic development? Is there time for that? Meaning me to answer. I'm not going to tell you about your psychic development any more than I'm going to tell you if you're going to lose weight, gain weight, you know, or enter a contest. That's your own inner stuff. You make a decision, you do it. You know, you want to develop it, you grow with it. You don't want it, shut her down, and that's okay. There's some things, for one thing, I don't think psychic people can know. We're not supposed to know, and actually we shouldn't even answer. So I hope
well,
I clear that up.
Zach, you're enrolled in the IMHS degree program, so you know there's a course on psychic development that you can take when you get to that point.
There we go.
So that'll help you and anyone else who's interested in psychic development. And there's a lot in there for that. Anyway, so I just wanted to say too that again, there's a lot of nuggets in these shows. Listen to them. Tell other people about them. We want to make changes in the world. You know, don't be afraid of that. Don't be afraid to share what you're doing, you know, with like-minded people and people who are looking and searching. And if you're searching and you would like to grow and learn more, again, visit metaphysicsinstitute.org. I'll always plug it. I'll always plug MCHS Church because, in my opinion, that's the best spiritual philosophy on the planet. All you have to do is read the Principles of Belief to see that. And it's something that this planet needs in a world where there's a lot of stuff going on, you know, the not so good stuff. There's beauty as well, but we've got a lot of these social things. They need to raise their awareness. They need to stop fighting each other, and we need to switch to a much healthier spiritual philosophy. So tell others if you like what you're hearing, because it's important. And then, you know, perhaps one day we'll evolve past all this hostility and racism and gender bias and on and on and on that we have, and really enjoy the beauty of this world.
Or pick a planet in our next life, Doug.
Yeah, pick a different planet where everything doesn't need everything else. But
yeah.
We appreciate your time tonight, listening to the live program, those of you listening to the archive. Next week, what are we doing next week? Metaphysical commentary, news and commentary, I believe.
I think so, yeah.
And so we'll talk about some of the most recent metaphysical-related news items that are out there in the news. Always an interesting thing. I don't know. Do we get it? I was wondering about other announcements. I was thinking about this today, but I don't have anything else to announce, so we'll hold that for next week. Anyway, until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Really, really live. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.